One, two, three, four.
Song Salad
with Shannon and Scott.
Welcome to Song Salad with Shannon and Scott.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together,
we're
feeling fine.
Feeling fine.
99, and we're feeling fine.
Is that from like 99 Restaurant that used to be a chain? Do you remember the 99 Restaurant?
The 99 Restaurant?
It was like an Applebee's or a TGI Fridays, but it was just called The 99.
No, I do not remember this.
It was one of my grandpa's favorite restaurants because you could get just like a hamburger with nothing on it.
For 99 cents?
No, there was nothing to do. I mean, I think it was like maybe like Route 99, like a street. Like, I don't know.
Okay. Well, I was just referencing our episode number.
I thought you were referencing The 99 Restaurant.
Yeah, no, definitely not. It's episode 99.
And we're opening a restaurant.
And we're scrapping the podcast, taking
hashtag
your Patreon
franchise
donations. Yeah, we're opening. It's okay. We're opening a restaurant.
Yeah.
It's called Song Salad.
Okay.
And the waiters sing to you and it's a salad bar.
Oh my gosh.
It's like Starlight Diner, except it's salad.
And hopefully we won't get sued by our employees.
Yeah, for gross exploitation of labor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we could run with this. Also, Guy's American Kitchen just closed in Times Square, so that real estate space is available.
Location, location, location.
I've always wanted to open a restaurant next to the Discovery Zone underwater exhibition.
Yeah,
between
definitely.
Between that and Guitar Center.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, Times Square is certainly my ideal clientele for a restaurant.
And like, at least four floors of
yes,
a restaurant.
Yes, definitely. The taller the, you know what they say, the taller the restaurant, the better.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
The taller the restaurant, the taller the tips.
From all your foreign tourists who don't know your tipping customs.
Well, this is a milestone, Shannon.
It is. It's our 99th episode.
Yeah. And next week will be a greater milestone.
Yes. This is our last two-digit episode.
Wow, that's kind of crazy.
It is kind of crazy. We've been doing this for a little over 2 years.
And if you've been with us since the beginning, what's wrong?
What's
with
wrong?
You? I mean, thank you.
Yeah, but like, do we need to like pitch in for your therapy? Is that like a new Patreon category? Is like helping?
Yeah, we're gonna have to give our Patreon money back as reparations.
Yeah, seriously, for all the psychic damage we've done.
I saw on Time Hop today a retweet that I did of.
God, this is like just navel gazing Ouroboros,
exactly.
Like just going through your own belly button.
Yes.
Out the other side.
I retweeted a tweet from Josh Jelen saying that he just listened to Durung the Mortabun.
Aww.
And it was his new favorite podcast and he loved us.
Oh,
so,
that's
you.
So nice.
Thank
I know.
You, Josh Jelen.
I've been, around this time of year, I see all the like old startup like tweets and posts and stuff in my time hop, including our terrible art that we had that I made.
Yes, you did.
I did make
you,
it.
You did that.
I did that. I did it. I did it for us. And you can see it too if you join our Facebook group, Song Salad Podcast, the produce section. Mm-hmm. I posted the picture there.
And as we did in the Facebook group, thank you to Kayla Wassel for
yes.
our much better current art.
Yes, if you're listening, Kayla Wassel, you saved us from ourselves. Thank you.
At Kayla M. Wassel on Twitter if you want to check out her other artwork.
Yes.
She's very talented.
Well, this is also a milestone episode for another reason.
Why?
Because we're going to have a guest.
We are cross-podlinating.
Oh my God, that's so good.
Yes, nailed it in one.
Really good. Cross-podlinating with
TM,
actually
TM, TM.
Yeah. Nobody steal it. With two people, actually.
With another podcasting duo.
Yes. Duet.
Duet.
Dwayne and Eddie.
Yeah.
Duet.
I guess we should just call our podcast like Shot. Or Scannon.
Shant.
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 Yeah, Duet.
Duet.
We're very excited to be collaborating with them. They are guests on our podcast and we are guests on their podcast.
Yes. So it'll be a really fun crossover and we're going to let them tell you a little bit more about themselves when we talk to them after we get our genre and
woo, spin the salad spinner.
Yes. So we write a random topic. Nope. We write a song. We write a song about a random topic.
Our 99th episode and we still can't get this right.
We
can't
do it. We have not found the most economical way to actually say what we do. We write a song about a random topic in a random style of music. And to get those random topics and styles, we spin the salad spinner.
Salad spinner is a suggestion of a sound or an impression for us to do. And we appreciate the suggestions. This week's salad spinner suggestion comes from loyal listener Autumn Clark.
Autumn, thank you.
Autumn says, Snoop Dogg reading a recipe for whatever meal you last ate.
Also, when I read this at first, I thought it said receipt. I was like, Snoop Dogg reading the receipt. Like, what did I buy? Like, anyway, Snoop Dogg reading a recipe for whatever meal you last ate. Thank you, Autumn. If you'd like to submit a salad spinner, you can do so on Twitter at SongSaladCast or over email.
Yes.
SongSaladPodcast@gmail.com. So,
do you want to go first? Do you want me to go?
I'll go first.
Okay.
All right. Hey, man, that's a big ass donut.
That's not a recipe.
Okay, two things.
Hey, Snoop Dogg, how do I make a donut? Hey, man, that's a big ass donut.
Okay, here's my logic for my impression.
Please.
Snoop Dogg is high.
Yes.
Like, definitely, right?
By definition.
Yes, he's probably stoned. Two, he doesn't know how to make a donut.
He doesn't need to know how. He's reading a recipe. He's not going off the dome.
The donut dome.
Spin.
A spin.
Mambo.
Mama loves mambo. Mama loves mambo.
We love mambo. From the diaphragm.
That's what they do. Like,
okay.
So it's Mambo. It's Mambo this week.
We're doing Mambo.
Mambo.
Mambo is a musical genre and dance style that developed originally in Cuba.
Cuba.
I'm going to ignore that. The word Mambo, similarly to other Afro-American musical denominations as conga, milonga, bomba, tumba, timba, samba, semba, bamba, bambula, tambo, tango, kumbe, kumbia, candombe.
Guys, you think he was making that up and he wasn't.
Those are all listed together.
Conga, malanga, bamba, tamba, timba, samba, samba, bamba, bambula, tambo, tango, kumbe, kumbia, candombe. Hello, my name is Conga, malanga, bamba, tamba, timba, samba, samba, bamba. It's amazing.
This is fantastic.
Oh, Wikipedia.
I want Hank Azaria to read all those words.
I know, right?
Anyway.
Oh, God.
Such as those denotes an African origin, particularly from the Congo, due to the presence of certain characteristic combinations of sounds such as mb, ng, and nd, which belong to the Niger-Congo linguistic complex. Interesting.
Oh.
In modern Swahili language, the word mambo corresponds to the English phrase, hey, what's up?
I love that.
And the Oxford Online Dictionary gives mambo as Haitian Creole from Yoruba, meaning voodoo priestess.
Whoa. Okay, so a lot of different possible origins for the name of it, or like a lot of different things that it kind of relates to.
Right.
We have done, I was going to say like similar genres, because we've done samba.
We've done samba.
And we've done tango.
Yes.
So you can look up our samba and tango. I believe tango was dominal lump.
Tango was dominal lump. Samba was...
Do the Venasco?
Yeah.
Was it that early?
I think it was.
Yeah. So do the Venasco and dominal lump if you want to look up those episodes.
And we've done some other Latin American and South American genres
and
as
Afro-American,
well.
And Afro-American, right? For sure. Yes.
But mambo is probably one of the more recognizable Latin American / Cuban genres because it was very popular in the United States in the 1950s.
Mm-hmm.
There was sort of this wave of interest in world music and turning it into Americanized sort of like big band and dance and sort of swing adjacent music.
So yet another example of a a cultural something from a minority group that was taken by white people and made commercial and then therefore like very successful.
Right.
Yes.
And one way you can note the difference between traditional mambo and this Americanized mambo is that a lot of the traditional mambo doesn't have lyrics.
Yes, that's so true. That's very true. And then when you get into the 1950s, you'll see people like Dean Martin singing Papa Loves Mambo, which is what we were singing at the beginning of this.
Right. Or Lou Bega's Mambo Number 5.
Yes.
Based on the original Mambo Number 5, which was sung by Pedro
Aguilar.
No, it was a different Pedro. Perez Prado. Sorry, not Pedro. Perez Prado and his band. There's also Mambo Italiano, sung by Rosemary Clooney.
Yeah. And then these songs became kind of standards that were covered by a billion people.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
But the early roots of mambo can be traced to the Danzón de Nuevo Ritmo, dance with a new rhythm, made popular by the orchestra Arcano y sus Maravillas, conducted by famous band leader Antonio Arcano. He was the first to denominate a section of the popular Cuban danzón as mambo, and that was before 1910.
Whoa, really?
Cool.
Wow. So what is the actual mambo beat? Because that's what distinguishes mambo, right? From bamba tinga banga bunga song. all the ambas that we read earlier.
Right. Well, the description is mambo is a type of syncopated montuno that possesses the rhythmic charm, informality, and eloquence of the Cuban people. The pianist attacks the mambo. The flute picks it up and improvises. The violin executes rhythmic chords and double stops. The double bass inserts a tumbao, whatever that is. The timbalero plays de cowbell. The giro scrapes and plays...
De cowbell?
That's what it says. De cowbell.
Oh.
The giro scrapes and plays the maracas rhythm. The indispensable conga drum reaffirms the bass tumbao and strengthens the timbal. So I need to look up what the actual rhythm for all of that is, but that's Antonio Arcano's description of what mambo is.
Okay. Okay. What was that word that you said the bass has the what?
Tumbao.
Tumbao. How do you spell
it? T-U-M-B-A-O.
Tumbao is actually the rhythm played on the bass, and it's an Afro-Cuban rhythm.
Cool. So the rhythm is... If this is our tempo, like one, two, three, four, the rhythm is boom, 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 boom.
That sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Papa loves mambo, boom, boom, boom. Mama loves mambo, boom, 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 boom. Yep.
Huh.
Well, should we just listen to Papa Loves Mambo?
Yeah, let's just do Papa Loves Mambo since we're going to need to incorporate lyrics. So we should
We're going to do our 1950s Americanized version of Mambo.
Yep.
Here's Dean Martin
singing Papa Loves Mambo.
Papa loves Mambo. Mama loves Mambo. Look at him sway with it, getting so gay with it, shouting ole with it, wow. Papa loves Mambo.
Papa loves Mambo.
Mama loves Mambo.
Mama loves Mambo.
Papa does great with it, swings like a gate with it, he loses weight with it, now he goes to...
All right, Shannon, is it time?
It is time. I think we need to call the guys from Duet, and we can tell them what our genre is, because they... are going to be providing our topic this week.
Terrifying.
I know. We have no idea. So let's give them a call and get to know them a little bit.
Great.
Cool.
We have Duet with us.
And what does that mean, Duet?
Hello, guys. it's actually our names combined because my name is Ed and Dwayne's name is Dwayne.
Yeah.
So. What? Dwayne's name is Dwayne?
That's crazy. Actually,
that is crazy.
You have two names, Dwayne, right? Do you want to say your second
name? Oh, yeah, I have two names. I keep forgetting that. People remind me that I have two names. It's one of the problems when people, when I was at class, they'll shout Martin, because that's my first name.
Yeah, that's your first name.
And really, that's the first part of the confusion right there. That's my first name. So everybody is saying, you lied to me. You told me your name was Dwayne.
Yes. So it could have been Martined, but it didn't sound as good.
Or Dumar.
Dwayne is
well, then Ed wouldn't be there at all.
Oh,
if it was
right. Dumar. Right. It's just Dwayne twice.
I mean, I guess that's a possibility for sure. You know, Dwayne, let's rebrand. Let's pick you out of this podcast. What do you say about that?
If you guys ever have like any falling out and Dwayne just takes over, then that's a good renaming.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's exactly. Perfect. Exactly. Just
so Dumar. On Dumar. Yes. No, just kidding. On Dwed.
Yeah, what do and you it's guys... two intros.
two intros. Yeah, what do you guys do?
Dwayne, what do we do?
What do we do? That's an interesting question. No, we have an answer for that.
Yes, absolutely. We basically take problems that people have and we create a product to fix them. So every week we create one or two products that generally we do it in like a Kickstarter-y way, so we kind of create a campaign for it as well. Cool. And it's it never fixes the problem, or it does in a very weird way,
but
we have fun doing it, and we improvise everything so we don't talk to each other prior to the show.
That's what we started with. The idea was having a completely unscripted podcast, mm-hmm. because we really like to say silly stuff.
Yeah.
But then we realized during the podcast we were giving out great ideas.
Yes, exactly. We're like, man, this is like the fifth incredible idea that we didn't copyright at all that we gave away to everyone. So and also basically we kind of had a breakdown saying this can't go on without a theme because we're just talking at each other. It was funny, but we were eventually go mental for sure, 100%, because you know, complete doing a show every week, an hour long, completely unscripted is like whoa, a lot to do. But so we found this format, and it's still unscripted, but with a direction at least. So everything is great,
and we talk about problems, you know, and how to solve them. I think that's really cool. And we have poster art at the end of the day.
Can you give us an example of one of your favorite problems and solutions that you've done?
Absolutely, absolutely. So this was actually the first one that we did. So the problem was that someone messaged us, emailed us saying that they kept forgetting stuff at home, like their wallet, their keys, their phones. And so we came up with
That's a classic.
Yes,
that's
a classic. It's classic.
Yeah. Classic.
Who doesn't do that? And so we came up with this kind of, it's a device that you put on your temples on your head, and it shocks you really hard if you forgot something inside the house. And so as soon as you go out of the radius of the GPS of the objects that you paired to the device, it just shocks you a lot. And you just you have to remember that you forgot something inside for sure.
What but if you don't remember why you're being shocked?
Yeah,
exactly. That actually came out because there's a notification on your phone that tells you what you forgot. But if you forgot your phone, then you don't know what you forgot.
then you're just screwed completely.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And so you getting shocked for you know that it's your fault, but you don't know what you're missing. So.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, and you might be shocked on the ground for a long time and you're just trying to go back into the house to remember what the object was.
Yes, exactly.
So I believe the house that's called like unproblemed. You have solved a problem by creating another worse problem.
Exactly.
You have unproblemed your problem.
And that's what do on our show.
That's what we do. We actually most of our products so far might tend to have a dystopian future outcome.
You guys are also writing Black Mirror episodes.
Yeah, absolutely. Every product that we create could be a Black Mirror spin-off of their own, for sure, 100%. Every single one of them.
So we're going to take one of your products and we're going to make it the topic of our song this week, which is really fun. But before we do, do you guys want to tell us a little bit about like what's your background? Like how do you guys know each other? Are you just like random internet friends? Did you grow up together? And just let us know a little bit more about you guys.
All right. So basically We're not childhood friends. We met at university in England, in Europe. We are both Italians, and so we were like, "Oh, you're Italian, I'm Italian. We're, you know, just in this foreign country." Which
we didn't know at the time.
We didn't know. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. I think if we didn't realize, yeah, we're both Italian in the United Kingdom.
Yes,
that's where we were.
In the little town where we went to university, and in our course, I knew that there was an Italian guy, and Dwayne knew that there was an Italian guy in the same course, but we didn't know until like the end of the year, and we were like kind of looked at each other and we're like, oh, that's who the Italian guy in our
course
is.
That's the Italian guy. And we didn't talk for months. We didn't talk for months after that.
Then, cool.
Yeah, because Dwayne is from the north of Italy. I'm from the middle. I'm from Rome. That's why we're apart, and we kind of record our episodes apart. And when we meet, we record it together. But yeah, so we started, we kind of shared.
I thought you were going to be like, oh, it means that he sucks and I'm awesome, or vice versa, because he's from the north and I'm from Rome. I was like, is there some kind of regional beef that like I don't understand about Italy?
Do I have to say that? That's a given. That's a given.
Can I also just say that regional beef from Italy sounds delicious?
It does. Dry aged.
It's our favorite. Italian it's our beef. Favorite dish. It's filled with shame and anger, and it moisturizes the meat a lot. But it's great. It comes out perfect. Chef kiss.
Yeah.
It's the best.
Great. I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Nothing. And then we just kind of use this regional beef to bond.
But that's the one. If we have to say how we started the podcast, it's sort of as any other thing we have usually done. We sort of have a filmmaker background, so we made short films before.
Yeah,
and every idea that we've had is just being sort of Ed saying, I want to make a film where we have this. And I'm like, okay, sure. And then we just do it.
Let's do it.
That's how we started our podcast too.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes.
Here we are 99 episodes later.
That's crazy. By the way, congrats on 99 episodes, guys. That's like
years.
Yes, absolutely.
Literal years.
Literal years.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, we started like 2 months ago, 3 months ago, 2 months ago, something like that.
Oh, baby.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the super rewarding world of hobby podcasting.
That is just what we aim for. Absolutely. Yes.
So, should we get our topic this week?
Absolutely.
Yes, we should.
So our salad spinner this week. So if you're not familiar with how we run our podcast, to get our topic and genre, we spin the salad spinner. And this week, the salad spinner suggested by our listener Autumn Clark was Snoop Dogg reading a recipe for the thing you just ate.
Oh wow!
And so I already went. So now it's Scott's turn to do the salad spinner. So. We've never done this before. He's gonna do an impression of Snoop Dogg live on air with you guys, you're gonna say the topic. So you'll just be ready with whatever product is the topic.
Yes.
All right.
Here we go.
Here goes. Yeah, man. So you take the ground lamb and you just put it all up in your hands and make a nice patty out of it.
That's unsettling. I don't know. I just witnessed
unsettling
something.
Is a good word.
Yeah, I witnessed. Yeah.
Hey guys, it's Scott. I'm back. Don't worry. It's really me. It wasn't really Snoop Dogg.
What? Oh man, that was great.
Wait, is that you, Lil Wayne?
Yeah. What?
Oh man. That was so good. I honestly,
that was incredible.
You should do this live in front of people.
That should be a party trick. You go to a party trick.
Absolutely.
And you hide behind a pillar, and then you do the voice, and people are going to be looking around saying, "Where's Snoop Dogg?
Snoop Dogg is in the house." What?
They're instantly going to recognize. Yes.
Maybe I'll get a Snoop Dogg ventriloquist puppet.
Yes. Oh my god.
You know what? That would require making a puppet. I think that's a lot of effort. So I think you would learn something new as well. You knitting. Yes. That would be really good.
We'd learn a lot of things about ourselves.
Yes.
Wow. All right. Well, now that that's over, what is the product that will be the topic of our song this week?
So the product is, we thought about it a lot, and in the end, we really like the one that we described. So Mammoth Zap, the shocks to remember things that you forgot in your house.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So it's called Memo Zap, yeah?
Yes. It's called Memo Zap.
Memo Zap. Memo Zap. All right.
These two circles you put on your temple. So connect it to an app if you want.
Yeah. I think a actually that's what app, it was. Patent pending for sure. Yeah. Yes.
$69.99. That's where it starts. Yes.
Nice.
Well, yeah. Do you want to know what the genre of music will be for this
Absolutely.
Song?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm so curious.
We're doing Mambo this week.
Oh, man.
Mambo?
Mambo.
I'm so excited for this. I am genuinely excited for this. I can't wait. Oh, man.
Yeah, it's been a while since we've done an Afro-Cuban or Latin American genre. And I think that when we spun it this week, we were like, oh, perfect. It's going to be so fun.
So it's going to be something that all of the people that are interested in buying the Memos app can really dance to and get stuck in their head.
Right, exactly.
That's so good.
Yeah. They're not going to forget that song. I think that works great with the branding of not forgetting.
Yeah.
Memorable.
But yeah, Mambo, man. Mambo and Memos app, really great together, man.
Yes.
I can. Mambo Zap. Alliterative. Mambo Zap.
Yeah. Mambo Zap. Ooh.
Mambo Zap. You may have come up with our title just now.
Yeah.
That would be an honor, guys.
Okay. So we're going to take Memo Zap and we're going to write a song about it in the style of Mambo.
All right.
And then we're going to call you back and we'll play the song for you so you can react to it.
Yeah, we'll hear what you have to say.
I can't wait. Honestly, I can't wait.
I'm gonna have my cards ready to with the voting.
You're going there, Dwayne. You're gonna vote. All right, that's fine.
I mean, it is the Olympics. Yeah, I guess right? You have to like get in the spirit of the Olympic Games.
We're
judging.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right.
All right.
Well, cool.
Great. Thank you, guys. We'll call you back soon.
Those guys.
What nice Italians.
I know. What nice guys. So, the Memos app.
The Memos app. So, it's a device connected to an app.
Connected to your temples.
Connected to your temples. That you wear all the time.
All the time.
That zaps you if you forget things like your wallet, phone, and keys.
Yeah. So I assume you'll like program in the things that you want to remember into the app.
Like maybe your baby.
Your baby
like
would
if
be
you
a
leave
good
it in
one.
A car or something.
Yes.
But I love the idea that like, what if you forget your phone, which tells you what you're forgetting?
Yes.
And you like forget your keys, so you're locked out of your apartment, and so you're just outside your apartment, just continually being zapped.
Trying to get your head close enough to whatever it is to make the like
just rubbing your head on your door
going up to every window and just sticking your head against it hoping that you'll be close enough to wherever your phone was left.
Oh man, that's funny.
It's very good. It's a Mambo song.
It's a Mambo song.
But do we want to try to make it feel like promotional? Like,
well, I had two ideas.
Okay,
one was a promotional / jingle type, like advertisement song.
Yes,
for the Memos app,
the Mambo's app.
And the other idea was a song that plays whenever you get zapped. Which I think maybe Dwayne and Ed won't really see coming.
Yeah,
but would be fun to give to them.
Yeah, so that's like it would almost be as if getting zapped by the Mambo Zap, Memo Zap, is like a dance move that you do.
Oh, I like that.
Like do the Mambo Zap.
It jerks your body.
Yes, exactly.
Because another thing about Mambo lyrics, whenever there are lyrics, is that the word Mambo is
all over
heavily referenced, and that's like what the song is about.
Yes, it's almost always about dancing.
It's self-referential.
Yes.
So maybe we can reference the Mambo Zap as like the move that happens whenever you get zapped.
Yeah. Do the Mambo Zap.
I like it.
And it can play while you're getting
and it
zapped.
Plays when you get zapped, which is really annoying.
People will have like, if you just played the song but didn't zap people, they'd still have like PTSD style reactions to it, you know?
It becomes like a Pavlovian response.
Yes, yes, yeah. It does. Anyone would just play it, you'd be like, I have it. I have my phone. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. I like that idea.
I'm going to put my Mambo band together if you want to get going on lyrics.
Yeah. Cool. Can I meet your Mambo band later?
Maybe. But, if you behave.
Oh. Just want to meet the band.
Groupie.
Get me backstage, Scott.
No. Private. Private party.
Oh, that's the saddest. I'm just sitting outside the stage door while you have a private party with your Mambo band.
Getting zapped.
Getting zapped. Trying to put my head on the door. Make it stop.
All right, let's do it.
Yep. Cool. I want to meet the band.
Well, you're in luck.
Yay. You're not ashamed of me?
Not ashamed.
I can come meet the band?
Yes, you can.
Thank you.
And we have our congas, which are like bigger bongos.
Big bongos.
Big bongos. That's my DJ name.
Big bongos.
DJ Big Bongos. We have other percussion like claves and triangle and maracas and the giro, which is that like kind of scraping thing that's shaped like a fish.
That isn't really shaped like a fish, but you say it's shaped like a fish.
Definitely shaped
yes.
like a fish.
It looks like a corn cob with ribs on it.
Yeah, exactly.
And you rub a stick on it. And that makes no
and
sense.
It scrapes.
Yeah.
Other fun percussion accents, which I'll leave as a surprise to our listeners. We're going to have upright bass, acoustic bass, and then we're going to have a horn section. And
perpy horns?
Perpy horns.
Excellent.
Some piano.
Ooh.
And if I'm feeling ambitious, maybe I'll throw some flute in there too.
Cool. We don't get piano a lot.
No, we don't actually. But it's pretty common in Cuban music.
Cool.
Piano. And the montuno is often played on piano.
What's a montuno?
We talked about that earlier. It's like that Cuban rhythm that was like the one of the bases for mambo.
I thought that was a tumbao.
Well, that's another one.
Oh, God, there's
a lot
so
of
many.
Them.
Okay, so that's your band.
And then I'll be singing and we can do some echoes of vocals that you can help me sing.
Yes, there was a lot when we listened to a lot of examples, it would often be a kind of call and response of some of like the main lyrics in the chorus.
Totes.
Yes.
And then another common thing in mambo is for people to go, huh!
As we've kind of alluded to before.
And
also,
not just in Papa Loves Mambo, just a lot of mambo songs.
Yes. Yeah. And like even mambo songs that don't have lyrics, there are people still like vocally punctuating stuff with like, ah!
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Which fits pretty well with our topic.
It does. So should we get to singing?
Let's
then
record it and then we can send it their way and get their reaction.
Yes, sounds good.
Here we go. Well, we had fun.
we you're in for a treat.
Yeah, we had a really good time writing this
yes.
song and we took it pretty far, I think.
Oh wow.
that's what we want to hear.
Yeah, so
I wasn't expecting anything less than that.
So we have some lyrics to read for you.
Oh man.
Okay.
And then we'll let you hear the actual song, which we will send to you so that you can load it on your computers. Because if we just play it for you over the recording, it's not going to sound very good.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So we'll send it to you after we read you the lyrics.
Okay.
All right. So.
And we'll also tell you like the concept behind the song.
Yeah.
of course. Okay.
The interpretations.
Yes. Okay.
So why don't you tell them the concept behind the song?
So we had kind of two ideas. One idea was the more obvious choice, which was to write a promotional jingle or advertisement type song for the Memos app in a mambo style.
All right, all right.
The less conventional idea, which we actually decided...
Which is, by the way, mambo is 100% or what the team behind the advertisement of Memos app would go for.
I'm glad it's on brand.
Sure. Yeah. For sure.
But the other idea that we thought was a little more interesting was, what if it's a song that plays whenever you get zapped?
And so
it kind of becomes this like Pavlovian response of even if you just hear the song, you're like, oh my god, no.
So the song,
wake up with cold sweats.
Yes, exactly.
To Mambo.
The song can still be used as an advertisement because it does describe the product, but it also is a cautionary tale.
Yes.
Yeah. It's like a premonition to your shock. It's great.
Exactly. Yeah. If you hear the music, you know you're in trouble.
Yes.
Exactly.
You gotta run. Yeah.
So sure. Shannon is now going to read you the lyrics.
Yes. And we did call it. So this is Mambo Zap, a Mambo song about the Memo Zap by Shannon and Scott.
I'm ready.
When your day is hectic and there's too much on your plate, we've got the thing to help you keep your prized possessions straight. And then the chorus. Memo Zap save you. Memo Zap tase you. Don't you forget it, no, or you'll regret it. Remember, you're gonna get zapped.
You know what? It's like, it's awesome because it's like if it... It's a being on his own. It's talking to you. It's like,
yeah.
Because it starts off very, very peaceful. Yes, like, exactly. You know, there's nothing bad that's going to happen. Yeah. And then when it gets
very dark, very fast.
Yeah. So then there's a second verse. Don't be a chump who leaves his keys or phone and wallet home. Always keep your stuff close by, no matter where you roam. Memo Zap save you, Memo Zap tase you. Don't you forget it, no, or you'll regret it. Remember, you're gonna get zapped. So
that's awesome. I love it so much.
And in a lot of Mambo songs, I don't know if you've listened to much Mambo, but in a lot of
Who
Mambo,
hasn't? Yeah,
you're joking, a lot of that's Mambo my jam. Songs, I jam to Mambo every morning.
You'll often hear at the end of a phrase, people just go like, "Huh." You know?
Yes. Yeah.
So we did something similar to that, which you'll hear when you listen to the song.
Yes, you will hear.
Oh man, I'm so ready for this.
So I think we're gonna send it to you now.
Yeah, let's send it to you.
Dwayne, I think you should play it like 3, 2, 1 and then we play it so that we can listen to it at the same time.
Gotcha.
All right. Are you ready?
Okay. We can have it.
So 3, 2, 1, play.
When your day is hectic and there's too much on your plate, we've got the thing to help you keep your prized possession straight. Memo Zap save you.
Memo Zap save you.
Memo Zap tase you.
Memo Zap tase you.
Don't you forget it, no, or you'll regret it. Remember, you're gonna get zapped. Don't be a chump who leaves his keys or phone and wallet home. Always keep your stuff close by, no matter where you roam. Memo Zap save you.
Memo Zap save you.
Memo Zap tase you.
Memo Zap tase you.
Don't you forget it, no, or you'll regret it. Remember, you're gonna get zapped. You're gonna get zapped.
Oh man, that was a journey.
That's yeah.
Oh my goodness.
If that is okay, the product isn't in development yet, but I feel like I've seen
it. It was all fun and games till now. I'm gonna kickstart a campaign right now. That was amazing, guys. Great job.
Yeah. Glad you like it.
The Mambo genre fits.
You know what?
Doesn't it? It was kind of serendipitous.
Yes, I was gonna say that. That's perfect. And the little noise at the end, the shocking.
Yeah, the ending of the tragedy, which is
wasn't too violent for you.
No.
I get it because there's the great and okay. The thing is, the verses, all right, of explaining the product are very happy, but as soon as the Memo Zap tase you, Memo Zap, that part, that is when I imagine everything just going super dark and like demonic eyes, lightning, but everything's super happy, and I think it works perfectly.
Look, I'll tell you what, one thing is for sure, and that is if I hear that and I get shocked at the same time, I will never forget anything again in my life.
Yes, exactly.
That is absolutely great. Oh man!
I'm so glad you like it.
Yeah.
We're implementing headphones. We're implementing headphones. I was thinking about that too.
Yeah. We have to make some like attached headphones to it now.
Or
you can pay a little bit more to get Bluetooth headphones attached to your Memos app.
There you go.
Or vibrations in your skull.
Yeah, just like play through your brain waves, basically.
Yep.
And then I'm also picturing like at the 30 years from now, there's just like a sad, lonely man in an insane asylum rocking back and forth going,
yes! I showed up to a funny test for a new product and they paid me. I didn't know what it was. And I guess the product didn't make it to the market, but I got fucked up for life.
Yeah.
It still haunts me.
You signed the release, yes, exactly. Sorry. Signed the waiver.
Exactly. Absolutely. Oh man. Thank you so much.
I would listen to this in loop. Just okay. Because I don't have memos.
You crazy? This is gonna be my ringtone. I'll wake up to that every morning. For sure.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, that's what we do on Song Salad. Yeah.
And it's lovely.
Thank you. Thank you so much for letting us use your product as a topic this week for
this
our
99th awesome.
Episode.
Thank 99th you. Episode. Are you kidding?
Yes. And excited for number 100.
Yes, yeah, next week. And you can, not only are you listening to Dued on our podcast, but you can also listen to us on Dued. So be sure to subscribe to them, check them out. And it's Dued, the Clearly Unscripted Podcast.
Yes.
What's your social media handles for everyone to know?
It's Dued Podcast pretty much everywhere. And also Dued Podcast at Gmail if you want to send us an email with your problems to fix.
Great.
If
you have a problem, yes. Song Salad listener, send it to Dued.
Yes.
We'll create a really fucked up product to help you out.
Yeah. Yeah, they'll create a torture device for
you. Exactly. Yeah. Because that's what you need deep down in your soul, for sure. We're rolling out with an episode with you guys actually on our podcast, so you can come and check that out.
Awesome.
Very exciting.
Awesome. Yes.
I think this worked great, guys, and I'd love to do this again in the future.
Yes,
absolutely.
We totally should.
Absolutely. Yeah. We were thinking the same.
It's just laughing. it's just for laughing sessions is really good.
Yeah.
It was therapeutic, for sure. It was
yes.
Oh, man.
Right.
Awesome. Thank you guys again, and we'll talk to you soon.
That was fun.
That was really fun.
Thank you again to Ed and Dwayne.
And Martin.
The Dued Podcast. Definitely go check them out. They're hilarious guys. And I feel like they work well with us. And I feel like with our audience, because it's just a lot of random, silly fun.
Yes. So. And our episode that we're doing with them on their podcast is going to come out this Wednesday, February 14th.
Valentine's Day.
Yeah, the most romantic.
The most romantic episode of Dwight.
Yes.
Oh, we should have mentioned something about that with them.
I know. Maybe we should have asked a Valentine's Day question.
Can we do it
Wait,
over?
Wait, stop.
Stop the podcast.
Dwight.
Guys.
Not too late. Oh, they went back to Italy.
They're gone.
Well, next time.
Next time. Yes.
Well, if you like products that zap you and Mambo, then I think you would like the rest of our back catalog.
Yes.
Available at songsaladpodcast.com and on all of your favorite podcasting apps.
And you should join us in the produce section on Facebook. That would be Song Salad Podcast -the produce section. That's our Facebook group, which makes it a lot easier for us to keep in touch with y'all.
On Twitter, we are still at Song Salad Cast. And on Patreon, you can support us at patreon.com/songsalad.
We have had a new salad spinner suggestion from someone who has not submitted one before, which is very exciting. So that is coming up soon. And if you have salad spinner suggestions, please do not hesitate to reach out.
Yeah. And I promise I'll be putting up some more Bontent soon for our Patreon donors. Sorry, I've been a little delinquent.
Scott's fault. It's Scott's
fault. It's all my fault.
Yes.
We still love you and appreciate you, and we'll get you fun stuff soon.
We love you. We see you. We celebrate you.
We want to be you.
Yeah, probably.
Until next week.
I'm Shannon.
And I'm Scott.
And together, we're
gonna get zapped.
One, two, three, four.
That was the horn.
Oh, that was the horn.
What is that horn called?
I don't know.
A hootie horn?
Yes, a hootie and the blowfish horn. A Darius Rucker horn.
A Rucker horn sounds like a thing.
When you hit the Darius Rucker horn, it goes, I only want to be with you.
I just want a Hootie and the Blowfish soundboard.
There probably is one.
It, like, you just hit it, it's like, you and me come from a different world.
His voice is horn-like.
It is horn-like. Got a horny voice.